Well, gentlemen, I hope that you are hearing this before September 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. That's when the GSLR Global Seduction Lifestyle and Relationship Convention 2017 is taking place. If you hear it afterwards, the best you could do is maybe get the HD recording of the convention. In the meantime, for those who are coming, we look forward to see you there. And it's going to be our best ever so far. I'm working around the clock to fine-tune. We have the best venues, the best lineup, the most diversity. We're going to address every single aspect of your life. So you can expect that by coming, you are going to experience a boost and a sense of direction and have a roadmap to really thrive at all levels, you know, from your seduction to your fashion, fitness, business, you name it, spiritual, all aspects will be handled. So I'm here with no other than the Diamond Mind, the man who time after time is revolutionizing completely and setting a standard that's above and beyond all at the level of seduction. My business partner for this convention, co-founder, Araj Jaipar, motherfucking Divazar. Brother, I know you're growing constantly, so how are you today?
I am reborn today. I'm back into a, to be back is incorrect in this, actually. I'm reborn. All the old snake skin has been shed. I have new skin. I have new eyes. I have a new face. Actually, when you see me, I look different. I have a new body, and I have everything is brand new. I look about 15 years younger, probably. Skin is good. Eyes are bright, full of energy and power. And as of right now, there's 6 days left until I see you live in Hollywood at the Global SLR Convention. I'm bringing fire. I'm bringing water, and I'm bringing earth, and I'm bringing the void. I'm bringing anything, all the fucking elements anybody ever thought existed. I will demonstrate skills with women. I will teach you guys shit that you only thought was a mythology. That's how I'm feeling, brother. How are you?
Wow. Wow. Well, I will let you, since we've pressed on time, introduce our speaker, because I met him through you, and he's in a lane of work that's very intriguing to every man on the planet. So,
yes, he is one of the biggest sinners on the planet. So he makes a great friend for myself. He is the owner and the founder of Dillinger Studios, which is one of the top porn companies in the world right now. We've known each other for years. He's a bad motherfucker, one of those guys that paves his way through the world and just does not give a fuck what anybody says. Or if he does give a fuck, he still does what he does and shits on their head on the way up to the top of the world, you know. And his energy is contagious. He's strong. He's fucking, he's a porn producer, director, writer, all that shit when it comes to porn. And like you said, I don't think there's one man alive on this planet who's a healthy Homo sapiens who hasn't had the strong interest of how the fuck and why the fuck and how do I and where about porn. Every single man probably wants at some point to have something to do with what he does, even if it's to totally resist it and say it's no good. They still have to say something about him. So he's my good friend. He's a colleague. And I'll introduce Mr. Tony Dillinger. How's it going, brother?
Hey, thank you for that introduction, and thank you, Vince, as well. And Araj, you give the best introductions. I really appreciate that. Thank you so much.
No way. It's true.
Yeah, I'm doing great, guys. Doing great. I'm glad to be here. I'm so excited and pumped for the GSLR. You know, this is the one time of year where it's just we all bring our these powerful minds together, and we're able to really show what we're all about. And, you know, I'm so pumped. I'm so excited. And, you know, and I hope all you guys are out there getting all your tickets and everything that you need to do, plane tickets, whatever you got to do to get out there, because this is one event you do not want to miss. I mean, I'm pumped about it. I'm pumped about meeting all you guys. I'm pumped about being with Vince and Araj, and it's such an amazing event. I can go on and on. And I'm not just saying this because I'm part of it. I'm saying this because it is an amazing event. You know, I go every single year, and every year I just become so enlightened and just with so much knowledge, and I come out of even a more powerful individual as myself as a speaker. I learn so much. So I know you guys are going to be blown away by these guys.
Very cool. So what is it, something that you're going to be bringing that people can look forward to, like the topic, or what do you think we're going to be going over?
You know, Arash, every year I come out with something different. You know, through the whole year I'm thinking, just like you, always thinking, you know, just looking at the world, basically. How is this world changing? How are we supposed to change with it? You know, the world has changed dramatically in the last, 10 years, drastically. And it's like, so every year I always feel like I have to bring something different to accommodate the times of the change in men. Men are evolving. Men are changing all the time. Women are changing. So, you know, at the same time, I feel like I got to bring something a little different. You know, I believe last year I talked about legacy. You know, that's something that's important to me personally. This year, I feel like I have some things I've been thinking about that I want to let out. And, you know, even though I'm the porn guy, I get all the porn questions. But at the same time, I'm a businessman. And, you know, the whole struggle, the whole stuff that every businessman, I'm sure you know very well as well. It's an evolvement. It changes you. I mean, the way you evolve from starting a business from the ground up, it's something that you can't even explain to someone that's never been there. It's a life-changing experience in so many ways, from confidence to everything. And it brings all the other things that come with it, which is women, money, power, and to be fearless of anything. So, you know, I think that's one thing I'm going to bring to the table is how to be push your success, how to be fearless in life and whatever you come towards, and whether it's business, relationships, or women, dating, whatever it is. You know, I try to apply that same mentality to the way I do my business to life in general. So I think that's something I'm going to focus on.
Super cool. Vince, what's going on with you, bro?
So much, you know, so much in the preparation. There is something about the journey that everybody coming will know what I'm talking about, which, you know, they often say it's a bit cliche and corny to say, well, the reward is in the journey. But it's so absolutely true. So
absolutely.
It takes a lot of flexibility. It takes a lot of knowing how to adapt. Adapting is key. And also, you know, to find the balance between preparing, but also being receptive. So I've been doing a lot of work with receptivity because I think that a lot of people out there, pretty much everyone, will want more money, want more pussy, want more of this, want answer, want a better career, and so on. But it's one thing to want. What about being willing to receive, feeling deserving, having a sense of receptivity? So if you're listening to this, you know, start to notice how all the wanting creates so much tension, so much baggage, because with wanting comes also the possibility of not getting, and then it leads into pushing, and all of that is a deviation and a distortion from a purer form of just being receptive, willing to receive. So that's what I've been playing with. So I'm super psyched with that. Brother, you said something super interesting. You said that you're reborn and that your body is changing and so on. Tell us more about that.
Well, it's no secret to everybody that I practice alchemy and I practice magic, and that's just what it is. I've been that as a youngster. I think that everybody kind of knows this. And I go through my trials and tribulations, and there are different brands and forms of magic. And I prevent myself from using that word. Magic. I don't use it often, but it is what it is. And alchemy is my background from a long time ago. And in recent times, going through, you know, I'm 40 years old right now on this podcast, and, you know, living a certain life and having certain experiences. So you could say that about 3-4 days ago, 2 days, I don't know how many days now, it doesn't matter. So very recently, within the last few days, I passed a very important test, personal test, personal spiritual test, and I've graduated. You know, I'm going to not say the foolish words that this would be the final test, because I don't think that something like that ever existed, but it's quite up there. And You'll see when you see me. It's quite obvious. So it's a personal transformation. I think people go through it. Some of us, I think that's one of the things that brings you and I together, Vince, very intensely. As you know, I always call you my spiritual brother. Is that is the journey that I see you on also. And so, yes, we love women. Yes, we're good at it. We're great at it. Yes, we help the world do that. Like, we have all these things in common, but I think that there's something deeper that we have in common, is that you and I are on a nonstop, fucking addicted, almost feeling of continuous growth and evolvement, and trying to strip away the non-essentials of who we are not and continue to reveal, express who we are and what that means in a bigger and bigger paradigm. So, fuck, that's it. That's what I got to say about it. And tonight will be the first night where I will actually go out in field the way I normally do on a massive scale. And I'm very, very, very excited and interested and curious to see what's going to be out there for me tonight, because it will be different. It will be different. My goal is one day for me here to get a blowjob, and every single person that's following me that is devoted to learning my teachings, all my students and even my friends, the moment I get a blowjob, they all experience a blowjob at that same moment in their minds. I'm going to make that happen. That's my new goal. We're all connected. I want to test that theory. If we're all watching, when I get a blowjob, you're all going to get a blowjob. Perfect. Okay, so that's what's going on. And talk about blowjobs. Tony, this is a question guys have, right? Let me give you a quick personal journey. As a man, you know, at 18 years old is the first time I had sex with a woman. And I remember looking at the clock at 18 years old, trying to last a long time, because that's what I had heard in school. Like, you know, people were like, yeah, we fucked for like 2 hours. I was like, Jesus, I haven't even fucked yet, right? And anyways, so I remember just having the worst experience. I think I lasted like 35 minutes. Thinking back, I don't even know how the fuck I did it. I was trying to imagine her legs hairy. I was looking out the window, and this is some weird shit. Finally, I came, and whatever. And sex is one of those subjects. Like, it's not like your old man takes you and says, here, son, here's how you fuck somebody, and you watch him, and you fuck him. It's just, well, you can't teach this fucking thing to somebody without it being completely absurd and weird. So we go through life stumbling, pretending like we know what we're doing as men, because how uncool to be like, yeah, I'm a virgin at 18, you're the first girl I'm fucking, you know? So long story short, I remember for me it was a big deal when I would hear guys say, like, dude, you know, I can't even come. You know, I've been fucking for like, and I fucked her for an hour and I finally didn't come. And secretly, I really wanted this. I really wanted this shit. Well, move to present time where it's difficult for me to come. It's very fucking difficult for me to come. Like, it's just not happening, dude. And I'm like, fuck me, you know what I mean? And the girl is like getting off fucking too many times to even count. She's getting tired. My dick's getting raw. I'm out of it mentally. I don't even want to fucking do this anymore. All kinds of weird shit happens, right? So you're dealing with this profession all the time. What are the secrets to, if there are, or what can you share about lasting longer and coming faster? Now, I have the second problem.
That's the million-dollar question. The million-dollar question right there, you know, and it's a great question. It's a great question. And honestly, it's this is how it is. If you can't come, well, one of my first shoots, what I ever did, the very, very, very first shoot I ever did that I had to perform in, I couldn't come. I can get hard, you know, but I can, like you said, I can fuck the whole time, but I couldn't come. And so they're waiting and wait. And, you know, it's after a while, it's a turnoff for a woman. A woman's kind of like, okay, already, I'm fucking raw. I can't fuck all night. And plus, obviously, I'm not pleasing. If they don't see cum, they think they're not pleasing you. A lot of girls will say that. They'll go, well, I don't turn you on. I don't turn you on. I say, no, it's not you. It's me. I don't know what the problem. You know, so it does get to that point in personal life. But in porn, you have fucking a camera guy there. You have a fucking lighting guy there. You have this guy there, a PA there. You have the girl there waiting. You know, after a while, you have to jack yourself off trying to come, looking up in the sky, saying all the fucking, you know, thinking of every dirty thing you have in your mind, trying to make yourself come, starting a fire there. And basically, it's not going to happen. So, you know, over the years, I started learning, started talking to other porn stars, talking to some of the best guys in the business. These guys are so fucking good. And I used to say, man, what's the trick to it? And so, you know, some of the biggest porn stars, it's the weirdest thing. They would tell me the same fucking thing. And I was like, where the fuck does this like information come from that you guys all use the same description of the technique? And so this is what it is. I'm going to share it with you. Basically, they say, you know what a roll, does everyone know what a Rolodex is? Of course, Rolodex. So are you guys still there with me?
Yeah, we are. Totally.
Okay.
I'm so interested. I'm like, I got the phone right next to my balls. Everything's listening.
And so it's a, they always say this. This is the weirdest thing. So I used to be like, where the fuck did they come with this Rolodex thing? But this is what they say. They say you have a Rolodex, a mental Rolodex. Okay. So that Rolodex is in there. Now, every guy has it. They just don't know they have it. Now, in that Rolodex, you're going to have these things that turn you on for every subject. So let's say, for example, it's a foot. Now, most people are not into feet. I'm not into feet, but I had to do foot jobs. I've had to come on feet. I had to do stuff like that where I'm just like, I am not into this shit, but I have to be into it. So you get this mental Rolodex. Now, that one girl in your fucking life that would make you blow so fucking hard, that just blow on your dick, that make you fucking come, or that one experience in your life. Now, that experience goes in the Rolodex. Okay, so that experience is in the Rolodex. Now, when you're in that situation and you're having, let's say performing, for example, you're performing on a scene, on a set, and you have to come. Now, there's no time to wait. People are waiting for the next scene to come out. The next people are waiting, actually. The people are waiting on set, waiting for you to finish your scene so they can start theirs. Everyone wants to go home. It's hot. It's sweaty. Everyone wants to get the fuck out of there. So when you're the fucking one jacking off there in the corner trying to come, it's embarrassing. The word gets around, and the pressure's even more. And people will not hire you after all because now you're taking studio time. So basically, there's a lot of pressure. Everyone's watching you, whole deal. Anyways, you have to pull that memory out of the Rolodex. Okay, you pull that memory out of the Rolodex of that one special broad that can make you fucking blow. We all have that girl, you know, and or that memory, and you fucking use it. And so for every situation, there's a memory in the Rolodex that you need to pull out and know how to focus and use it. And that is the key right there. That's what they told me. It could be the ugliest bitch in the fucking world, but you can fucking come and fuck the shit out of her and make that scene happen because you pull that scene out of the Rolodex. And that's what I've learned to use over the years is the Rolodex method, you know, and it works.
God damn. So it's really true.
Is that crazy or what?
Rosh Dibasar has been saying all this time, it's all in a state of mind, even when it comes to that shit.
True. It's all, I mean, you know, that thing has a mind of its own, you know what I mean? So, I mean, you just gotta, you know, take control of it. And that's part of it. But yeah, for years I had that problem too with the, we like to fuck all night. And it was like, shit, you know, after a while, it's kind of a kill. It's like, shit, I just want to fucking nut already, you know?
Exactly.
But, it could be a good thing, but in porn, obviously it's a bad thing because, you know, I had that problem, but, the Rolodex thing is something that they all the biggest porn stars tell me that same Rolodex thing. And I just think it's the weirdest fucking thing. But if you think about it, it is true. It is true.
Wow, that was fucking cool. Thank you. There you go, $1 million.
No, thank you. Great question. I mean, these guys love that question when they hear it.
Vince, what's up? You know, I was thinking, I got mesmerized by the story, Tony. So, you mentioned the first time you had sex. So I was thinking that would be a good question for all the guys out there. Like, first time you had sex, what was that like? When was it? And so on. I remember I went in the basement at my parents in Switzerland in the winter, and it was so fucking cold down there. So, I didn't make the connection, but I was like freezing. And then somebody told me like, oh no, you should have gone to a warm place. So, gentlemen, maybe you can win a last minute general admission to the GSLR if you email, your best story of the first time you had sex. Wow, so much came up. As you can tell, my mind is a little bit on the logistics of the event, which take a lot to prepare. But at the same time, I love what you were saying, brother, about that similar path that we have where there's constant growth and so on. And each time going through the next rendition of that growth, there's a system that refines itself that I'm eager to present to the guys. And I see a connection between dealing with women and dealing with the facts of life. It's always the same thing. There's what we know we can handle and what we're comfortable handling and what we have done before. So we have a reference that it's going to be okay. and there's what's coming that's unexpected. And there will always be something, I love what you were saying also, that eventually will come from a different angle that will be unexpected. Usually at moments when we feel like, oh, I'm on fire, I have it all together. And it's easy when that happens to think that something is working against us. That's the first pitfall, gentlemen listening, okay? Don't ever think that anything is working against you. Know that it is working for you. And in pickup, it's the same all the time, you know, you see guys, the moment the girl will throw something at them, behave, do something that they're not used to deal with, then it becomes a challenge. And what's funny is that everything is affected also, meaning a lot of guys, they want to improve their body language, they want to improve this and so on. But what is at the core of how you use your body and your voice and so on is really the decision you make in your mind in terms of whether or not you're doing fine or being under the false impression that something is working against you. So know that in advance and continue to refine your mindset and gather the skills, because the more you do that, the easier it is to handle whatever may come up. And yet when there's that surprise effect, it's important to watch your frames. It's easy to think that everything was going so well and then something is working against you, when in fact it's just one thing. It's your call to the next level. It's evolution. You know, we call this here, the GSLR, the evolution of human consciousness. So I want to pass it back to you, my brother, and I'm looking at the time. So everybody, the site to get last minute tickets, and we're also going to offer the live stream and HD recording option, which it's your second best. The best is to come, be there in person, and the journey, part of the journey is make it happen. We live in a day and age where it's not such a big deal to travel, to find the time, to find a way, to make a way. There's guys in San Francisco. I always love the guys in San Francisco, and there's also guys in Vegas that are being very resourceful. They all get together to share a room, so they lower the expenses and they carpool, they organize it. I just had those three guys last week that called me, and they're coming, like a whole bunch of them from San Francisco. So whatever city you're at, you know, talk to other people and make it happen. Come, you go to GSLRconvention.com, GSLRconvention.com. VIP is closed at this point. You could always buy a VIP at the door, but it will be $2,500. Your next best bet is Platinum, which also includes some of the boot camps, the dinner with the speakers, and so on. And then there's general admission. You will not find any information on the site for if you missed the convention and wanted the recording, or if you want to be part of the live stream plus guaranteed recording afterwards. So for that, you should contact us privately and message me on Facebook, or email me, vince@seductioncoaching.com, and we'll make that happen. Okay. So why don't we take all of us one last round in conclusion? I pass it to you, Arash.
Okay. Well, you know, the girl, getting the girl is quite a goal, and it's a worthy goal. It's a worthwhile goal. It also comes with destruction. I bet you I can walk through this planet right now and find a man that's been with a woman for more than 3 years. And honestly, put him on a lie detector, you know, and say, if you look back 3 years ago, 4 years ago, to your energy level, your boldness in life, your ability to go for your goals and dreams, and I want you to compare it now. And not because he's older, he's slowed down. He has slowed down because of the woman at his side. We're under the impression that behind every powerful man is a powerful woman, whatever, a guy helping him, and that is not true. Behind every empire, behind every king, behind every powerful man, behind every sorcerer, behind every warrior, there's a row of women, there's a horde of women trying to destroy him. And that's okay, you see, that's okay. I'm not complaining. I'm just directing your attention to what is. I think it's beautiful that that's what it is, because this is how we can separate the powerful men from the weak men. And there's different levels and forms of power. You know, we have from Helen of Troy. We have Cleopatra. And these are just two names of two women who brought down empires, you know, because the men they faced were too weak. And those men were rulers, from Caesar to whoever the fuck was dealing with that bitch. These men were rulers of nations. They were treated as gods. And it took the feminine energy to destroy empires. And those are the ones that we have documented. I'm sure somebody is going to listen to this podcast right now, and they truly are a Christian, and they believe in Jesus, and they believe in the Bible. And in the Bible, once again, it was the woman that brought that disaster on all of the Christians. Not myself. I don't think it had anything to do with me, but hey, if you go with that philosophy, then even in your own holy books, it says this. And we look through the ages, and what we see in ancient times, we see from the monasteries to their war rooms to the highest positions, they were very weary, W-E-A-R-Y, who were very weary of the female energy contaminating the male forward force. As we come to modern times, we see the equality being thrown out there as if it exists anywhere in the entire universe, and it doesn't. There are no two things that are exactly equal, because if they were, they would actually nullify each other and they wouldn't exist. Work this out for yourself if your mind caught what I did. In a physics realm, two things cannot equal to one another, because the word equal means the thing itself, actually. You cannot have two separate energies equaling in any way, shape, or form. It would violate the fact that it is itself as it is. It cannot be duplicated exactly as itself again. If it did, even the fact that it's in separate spaces, it would no longer be equal in the forces around it. Yeah, see, I'm pretty smart, actually. So figure this out and know that you as a man, in your own life, you're a ruler of your own life, or you should be the ruler of your own life. And the more power that you get, we're speaking right now to VK, Vince Kelvin, and Tony Dillinger. These are powerful men who are businessmen, who make money off of their own work, off of their own skills, and they have women that are trying to destroy them. And there will be more. And this is part of the game. And they, themselves, and I have had many competitors who are no longer here. And many people now, our colleagues, won't be here in 5 to 10 years. Not because, you know, they died of a natural death or got murdered or stabbed, but because there is a woman in their life, or there will be a woman in their life, that will destroy their whole creation. So be wary, everybody. Come to Global SLR. I will show you. I will not just talk about it. I will show you. You can feel it. You'll know what it's like when you can submit the female energy. Arise the power. Motherfucking Deep Bazaar is here. I'll pass it to Tony.
Wow, that's awesome. Awesome, guys. Awesome. Great stuff. I mean, like I said, I'm very excited about it. And, you know, it's a journey. Just like Vince mentioned earlier, it's definitely a journey. This journey, you evolve. You have no choice. You evolve. It's just, I think this is something they should put in high schools. This is something that men are missing. And you know, what Raj said about the whole women thing, destroying the I don't know if I got that part right, but about destroying the men. And then, you know, I've been through that too. I've been through that situation as well, you know, where it can destroy you, you know, it really can. And, you know, having a positive influence is important, you know, so it's, but, you know, I've had the negative part too, and it's been destructive. And, you know, a lot of guys don't know how to handle that. They don't know how to manage that. They don't know how to control it, take control of that. But, you know, to be successful with my beliefs, and this is just my opinion, guys, but, you know, to be successful, I mean, if you're in a big relationship, you need that support system. I mean, it has to be a positive influence all around you. And I always tell everyone, if you have that negative fucking influence in your life, the negative influence, someone that says, and I used to hate people that say this, oh, well, we'll see what happens. And I've been like, why won't we see what happens? It's going to fucking happen. There's no, let's see what happens, you know? No, it's going to happen. So it's, I always say, whether it's your mother, father, sister, brother, cousin, you know, fucking whatever it is, if you need to cut them out of your life to get ahead, because it's not just women. Sometimes it's your fucking best friend that's your fucking worst enemy, you know? So that was something, I don't know if I touched the same subject, Rosh, but it did kind of hit me right there, where it is very true. But, you know, I always believe if anyway, but I've had that situation where, you know, I had to cut my own mother out because I couldn't get ahead. I couldn't push ahead without someone being negative towards what I wanted to do, you know. And if I always believe if you really want to do it, and some of the most successful men in the world have been able to cut, to have that ability to cut people out. And it's a very, very hard thing because everyone's like, oh, but that's my mom. Oh, but that's my sister. Oh, but I can't do that. Oh, but. And I'm like, you know what? Then you're a bitch then. You can't cut negative people out, then you deserve to fucking fail. Sorry, guys. I got a little off the subject. I don't know if but I believe that's what I believe.
Well, you know, it's very interesting, Tony, that you mentioned that because I wanted to give a shout out to one of the speakers that's going to be there at the GSLR. I've known him for a very, very, very long time. I'm talking about Johnny Cascio. And Johnny Cascio is a business consultant that helps people to go from a job to a career, to no longer work for other people, but to find their own vocation and to do the transition. And he's a hustler like all of us, and he just got to be interviewed by Les Brown, the motivator.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah. So, you know, it's amazing, like, when we grow like that together. And he came to the first convention that I did 10 years ago, because this year is the 10th year anniversary. He was there. He was there as part of the audience. So, but anyway, phenomenal interview with Les Brown. And Les Brown was talking about how business is business. And at some point, he had his mother on the payroll. And he brought in this business consultant who said, okay, if your mother goofed tomorrow, would you be able to fire her? And he said, no. So he said, okay, so she's got to go right now. We cannot have people that you couldn't fire around us. So, and again, congrats to Johnny Cascio. He's one of the speakers. The lineup is phenomenal. And here's the bottom line, everybody. Here is the bottom line, okay? I've been in the field of self-improvement, spirituality, whatever the fuck we call it, for now 3 decades, officially teaching the pickup thing.
Wow.
2 and 2.5. Before that, I was doing corporate coaching and hypnotherapy and success coaching and spiritual stuff and so on. Now, wherever you go and so on, I'm going to tell you what's so unique about the gathering and the group of people we bring together in just a moment. But first, let's talk about you guys, the listeners. Okay. You may go somewhere and feel, you know, you may hear that somebody is depressed, or all of us at some point we voiced a little bit, or we were told that we were depressed. So there's all those byproducts that are not it. Oh, I'm angry, I'm this, I'm tired, I'm desperate, I'm confused, I'm frustrated, I struggle, and so on. But that is just a manifestation of something deeper. If you really pause for a second and come from a place of total honesty, there's the same triggers both to take you down or to take you up. On the other hand, you may have heard like people, or maybe you felt, oh, I'm so happy. Oh, man, I feel so good. Oh, I'm on fire, and so on. So what is at the core of those two extremes? At the core of those two extremes, the only reason a person would be depressed, would feel like struggling and so on, is because there's a glitch at one or all of the following level. And the only reason why a person will say, wow, look at me, I'm such a fucking success, and they mean it and they feel good and you can see it, the triggers are the same. Okay? One of them has to do with your dealing with women. The lack of women, being with women that are not as good as you know you deserve or want, or not knowing where to take it with the women you have, or being close but not quite. That is the source of feeling good or feeling bad. It's major trigger. Until you handle that, you're prone to fluctuate through your whole entire life, and it will fluctuate regardless. The second reason why a person will be depressed, tired, frustrated, angry, not know what to do, panic or whatever, or reach out for food, drugs, booze, whatever it is because they're struggling with their fucking money. The third reason is because they're not doing what they love. To do something you dislike every day for hours at a time, it's torture. It's slavery. You cannot take yourself through that. So automatically it affects your relationship with yourself, your sense of potency as a man. The next reason is because you don't feel as healthy, energized, or fit as can be, or you're dealing with some physical impairment. And that is very frustrating. I spent 6 months in a wheelchair after I had lower back surgery. I'm telling you, the rest doesn't really fucking matter when your body is not cooperating. And the last reason is you are doing good, maybe, but then you start to wonder, is that all there is? What about? And we're all facing one thing known as death. So if you don't have a good psychology or a spiritual support system in life, even when you reach a peak, or especially when you're down, you don't know what to turn to. You don't know what to believe. So you gotta really address those areas and nurture them. They're like gardens. You don't do it just in one shot, because a lot of people who may have thrived in business 5 years ago, if they don't go and change, I was amazed to see Les Brown going live. You know, I met the guy at the time when he was selling cassettes. And now he's like with all the gadget, he's streaming and so on. So that's pretty fucking awesome. But anybody who didn't go through that or go through what's coming next is going to be fucked. So come to the GSLR and we will impact at the core with the best of the best on the planet in all those areas at the core. So you don't have to wrestle and to constantly hope you're going to survive and you can really succeed. Now, what is so unique about the GSLR? Yeah, and I'll pass it quickly back to Tony in conclusion, is that we cover the whole spectrum, not only at the level of the areas of life that are being addressed, but also how we address them. You know, the first year Tony came to speak, everybody, including me, was so thrilled to finally be able to pick the mind of a porn producer and a porn star and somebody who is with an adult film star. So the big surprise, though, was afterwards, what the guys got that totally surprised and was unexpected from Tony's presentation is that he explained how he chose something that was really out there, not so common. And imagine anybody who says, I want to be a porn producer, well, you wouldn't know where to start. I doubt your whole family would be, yeah, go for it. Most people would be like, ha, ha, ha. But he gave the strength and the blueprint for a lot of men that later on said, hey, I started my own computer company. Hey, I started this. And I said, congrats. And they could trace it back. They said, it's when I heard Tony talk about that. So, yes, you will hear like the dirtiest story on one hand and the craziest, most esoteric out there thing. But you will also hear the core, you know, the spiritual really knowledge that you're seeking, the business knowledge that you're seeking, and you will be even more free because wherever else you're going to go, you're going to be stuck in a fucking polarity. Either it's going to be the extreme, all crazy and wild, but you're not going to be provided with the backbone, or it's going to be so formal and thorough that anything that you wish to do that's a little bit outside of the box, you'll be back into shame, guilt, and blame because you don't have the approval of society. So that's where Arash and I and the group of people we bring are the cutting edge, because we create the full spectrum that's not going to divide and fuck with your mind that like society creates it. You know, society is constantly waving money, 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 come here. And then it's like, oh, you know, it's not so good to have money. Money is the root to all evil. Hey, sex, 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 every fucking where, surrounded by billboards. You cannot go on any social media. It's hot chicks, sex, sex, sex. And then it's still not being taught, what do you do the first time you have sex? And most people would not engage in like a public conversation about sex, you know, without somebody going, I dare you talk about that. At the same time, they make fucking movies with a clown that's going to hurt a kid. No offense if you like the movie, but yesterday I saw that and I go, okay. So no problem. It's a fucking clown, which is something that's supposed to make us smile and laugh and be pleasant. So we turn that and make it the scariest fucking thing. Who do we frighten? Little fucking kids. And, oh, no, sex. Are you out of your mind? Being a PUA, a pickup artist? Oh, no, those people are evil. So anyway, we resolve all of that September 22nd, 23rd, 24th. I quickly pass it to you, Tony, for anybody who's hearing you for the first time and wants to be in touch with you or check out your stuff. Where do they go?
Oh, where they want to go? Well, they can follow me. Probably the best way is my social media. That's Dillinger Studio 818 on Instagram, and of course Twitter Dillinger Triple X, and my Snapchat of course is Dillinger 818. So you know they can follow me there, And that's probably the best thing that I have right there that is like, you know, you can check it out sometimes live. I have all the live stuff I put on the story. You can check out all the latest things or, you know, new stars I'm working with, new projects I'm working with. So, I mean, and I'm really interactive with all the fans too. You know, I answer them back. I talk to them back. And I try to, you know, get them an insight on what I do. And so they get to see the behind the scenes stuff. And, you know, occasionally I do a shout out for them here and there. And, but yeah, most likely the most up-to-date stuff is all on social media, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and stuff like that. So, but that's pretty the best. And then all the other websites are all, you know, I can go on and on about different websites, but you know, it's more of the stuff I lead everyone to where to go from my social media.
Beautiful. Well, Tony, cannot wait to see you guys. Hurry the fuck up. If you hear this right now, at least contact us to be there via live stream plus guaranteed HD recording right afterwards. So the site is GSLRconvention.com. And my spiritual brother, Raj Jafar, motherfucking D-Bazaar, you even impacted me during this call. I started like a little bit like, okay, I still have to do this. I still have to do that. Listening to you guys got me like, ah, so... It works for everybody. It's phenomenal. Thank you, Arash. You are the diamond mind. So, gentlemen,
real fast, Vince. I just want to, you know, Lisa just wants to send her support real fast. She just came in next to me.
Hi guys, just want to say hi.
What's up?
How are you guys doing?
Amazing. Besides.
So I will see you guys next weekend at the GSLR. Next weekend.
Daniels, everybody, go check out Lisa Daniels online. You'll see. We'll see who that is. She'll be there, and she'll be in person. You guys take pictures with her and meet her and talk to her. And, you know, you just go punch up Lisa Daniels right now on Google and see who that is.
Yes, I'm super excited. I have fun every year I go.
Perfect.
So I look forward to it.
Great. Bring some of your friends for me. Thank you. Bring some of your friends for me. Thank you.
All right, guys.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.